what do you see, what would you like to see for yourself developing this? Can it be like a real solid 1-2 punch?
I'm happy as long as the offense is successful, as long as we can put wins on the board, put points on the board. You know, it's a team game, and it's, and the offense as a whole unit all has to click, all 11 guys, regardless of who's on the field. So hopefully, you know, with the continued success of our offense, you know, most guys will be able to get to play.
And what dimension do you feel like you're going to bring with your receiving skills?
I just hope I can just open things up for other guys, create matchups that are favorable for the offense.
Did you feel like it was tough for the offense to get in a rhythm last week with the kind of possession being
The time of possession, I think, was hard on us. At the same time, I think we did a good job with what we were given. I think we were able to rally when we needed to, put drives together when we really needed to.
Do you expect this week for things to go smoother, especially if you can get the ball before the
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we want to see, definitely want to see improvement from week one to week two. That's what we're striving for. I know the confidence is still there, so, you know, hopefully we can go out there on Sunday and play well.
You know, Eli has said that this is one of those times that you'd like to have another game right away. I mean, what has this week been like to get through, you know, and
yeah,
get up to this game?
There's definitely still been a lot of motivation, I think. I think me personally, I can't wait to get back out there and get another game under the belt and you know, get back doing things the way we want to do them and get the taste of defeat out of our mouth.
And what is the sense of pressure, you know, to avoid an 0-2 start?
Yeah, it's still so early in the season. I don't think there's really much pressure. I think more or less we just want to be able to play the way we're capable of playing.
And what about as far as matching Atlanta's offense? I mean, they're pretty prolific.
Exactly. That's another reason why we need to, you know, continue or, you know, grow from last week and play well and put points on the board and stay ahead.
Last week, Tom had actually said, you know, we're going to need 28 points to win this game. What's the goal? Is the goal this week a little different?
You know, I haven't been aware of a goal this week. I just know that the more we're on the field, the more points we put up, the better off we'll be at the end of the game.
Is there a point in your mind that you guys have to get to in order to?
No, not at all. I think if we go out there and just play well and just try to execute on the small things and move the chains when we need to, everything will take care of itself.
I know everybody knows what happened at the end of the game, but it seemed like before that you guys were running the ball a lot better. As a unit, did you feel that you guys made strides there?
I think, you know, as a unit, that's been one of our strengths moving forward, and it's definitely been something that we've been working on, and to you know, have it come to fruition in the game and succeed with it is definitely something that we're looking forward to. Going forward, hopefully we can get better in all areas of the game and just continue to be successful in the red zone.